Councilman Foley. Good afternoon, everyone. Let the record indicate it is 5:01, and the Finance Committee of Warwick City Council is called to order. First order of business is approval of the Finance Committee agenda. Minutes. We have a motion.
Favorable action.
We have a motion favorable. I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Napa?
Aye.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Next item is a motion for the minutes of the consent calendar from March 24th.
Move favorable action.
Motion favorable. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Let the record indicate we have one abstention. First item in the bid package is bid number 2026-017, found on page one. Good evening, Christy.
Good evening.
Afternoon, actually.
Is it?
We're close. Go ahead, Christy. Just identify yourself, please.
Public Works, Christy Moretti. We are requesting to award 56-6 for the landfill agreement that will cover fiscal years 26 and 27 in the amount of $4.2 million.
Do we have any questions from members of the committee? Christy, what did we spend in that last year?
Last year, we spent $1,647,621.45.
Okay. I've been talking with the Director of Sanitation and in going through your information here, it's pretty obvious that we can get hit real hard down there at the landfill, right? For contaminated items, et cetera.
Are you speaking about rejected recycling loads?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Although I do believe that is changing as well. I'm not, we haven't gotten anything formal from Resource Recovery yet, but I think that they're changing the way they charge us. It's $20 a ton instead of the full tonnage amount.
How much do you think, or do you have the number? How much did it cost us last year with contaminated items?
So I don't have the exact number, but we had, bear with me 1 second. We had 47 rejected loads, rejected load fees, which equates to $250 a piece, plus whatever the tonnage was on those rejected loads was billed to us at the regular trash rate of $63 a ton.
So we're talking some serious money.
Yes, it can be somewhat substantial. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not talking hundreds of thousands of dollars, but certainly probably in the neighborhood of maybe like $20,000.
Is the city up to date with the recycling and diversion plan?
Yes.
Okay. On the leaf and yard waste, have we ever exceeded our cap on that?
We don't generally, no. And we actually also get a portion of East Greenwich Yard Waste Cap because we accept some of their yard waste at our compost facility. So we get a portion of theirs in addition to our own. So we don't, and then of course, when we get near our leaf cap up there, we start keeping it at our own facility.
Have we, in the agreement incentives, do we also participate with that? It says to be eligible to participate in the below incentive programs, municipalities have a fully executed agreement. Do we have that?
Is that for the 1.5% on the bill, or is that the tip fee rebate that you're referring to? I'm not.
It's the application eligibility requirements for the finished compost, MRF, profit share, et cetera.
Well, the profit share only, you only get the profit share if there's a profit to share. We had a few years where we didn't get it. Nobody received it because it just wasn't there. So it depends entirely on, you know, what the state does as a whole.
And on the municipal grants, and I'm just going through the paperwork that they provided to us. Do we, or have we applied for any of those municipal grants that they offer?
Yes.
Have we ever gotten one?
Yes.
Good. When was the last time we received one?
We just recently received one. They're going to pay for the majority. So we have those orange door hangers. Not door hangers. We put them on the bins. When something's not done right or there's something in a barrel that shouldn't be, they have those orange tags that they'll mark mm-hmm. off and leave in the bin. So we just got a grant from Resource Recovery for that piece, which is about 800 and change.
Okay, I think that's all that I have right now. Does anyone, Christy, so what can we do as the representatives of each of our wards to help with some of this problem where trash doesn't get picked up because people either have contaminants in their bins or the bins are overflowing or whatever? What can we do? Is there some type of email that we could send off to our constituents to help out with this?
So, I mean, obviously education is important. And our recycling calendar gives our residents all the do's and don'ts of what you can put in your recycle bin, what you can't put in your recycle bin, what you can't put in the trash, hazardous waste, things like that. There's a number to the Eco Depot for those items. So the residents have all of those tools. Reinforcing the recycling would be very important, making sure, like, especially on the recycle bins, that their lids are closed, because if we were picking up and it's raining out, the lid's open, the recycling gets wet. That can, you know, if you have enough houses with an open bin, with wet recycling cardboard, that can certainly reject a load. But then, you know, there's other things thrown in there that doesn't belong, plastic bags. We get, you know, some of the rigid plastics. They don't go in your recycle bin. We've had hoses. We've had, just because it's made from plastic doesn't mean it's necessarily recyclable. So, and there's a whole host of links on Resource Recovery's website as well. But, you know, just our residents being aware of what they should recycle, or what they should put in the trash, and what they should put aside for, like, a special pickup or the Eco Depot or something like that. But again, it's all on the calendar that every household receives once a year.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, we'll move on to item 2, 2022-082. State of Rhode Island Public Safety Communications, found on page 11.
Good evening, Assistant Chief Umbenhauer from the Fire Department.
Good evening, Chief.
Good evening. Fire Department is requesting a 612 alteration of contract for bid 2022-082, Public Safety Communications Equipment, to increase the spending authority to Motorola Solutions by an additional $604,392 with no change in the effective dates. This is for a grant that was awarded last year to the Fire Department from Department of Homeland Security to relocate and upgrade the technology and communications equipment at the city's Fire Emergency Operations Center. As part of that grant, equipment purchases required for Motorola Solutions to replace and install outdated communications equipment inside that communications center. The funding from this grant is 75% funded by the federal government, so $453,294 will be reimbursed from the federal government. 25% of it is a local match. Those match dollars have been obligated from the fire department budget.
You good?
I'm good.
Okay.
You said.
Thanks for reaching out last week to meet with me regarding all of the things that you have in the bid package. I had asked you a couple of questions. One was regarding the warranty. So could you just go through that, please?
Yeah. So there's some questions. We asked, because it's a grant funded, we need to break down the actual expenditures into categories. What's equipment? What's contractual services? So when you see in the price and structure, you'll see a breakdown of a price for a warranty. That's what Motorola and Cybercom, who does the service in for Motorola locally, what they call it, like a warranty wrap. It's something that's included. So the base one-year warranty for Motorola covers the hardware, but all of the other software, security updates, for the most part, what we consider like a service and maintenance contract, is wrapped into the initial cost of that implementation of the hardware. Normally, that would be included in the cost of their proposal, but because we asked for it to be broken out, you'll see that broken out individually just so that we could subcategorize it for the grant.
Chief, I had also asked you about the amount of staff, et cetera, that's going to be involved with relocating this and where it's going to be relocated, what your needs are going to be or not be. Could you just review some of that too, please?
Yeah, so no changes. We're just the, when this is, the project is completed, the communications are upgraded, are moved, or recreated down at the Potawatomi Fire Station at Station 10. And our fire, our municipal fire alarm systems are also relocated there. The existing personnel that work at our current dispatch center on Sandy Lane will just be relocated to that newer facility with the upgraded communications equipment. So there won't be any changes in personnel. It'll be the same personnel, same dispatchers. You'll just move to a different location when it's ready to go.
Mm-hmm. And in here where it talks about equipment, furniture, that type of thing, this is essentially, this is components for storing the electronic equipment, for lack of a better word, right?
Yeah, this is the radio. This is the fire department radio system. So our 800 megahertz system, we piggyback on the state system. It's more of a computer and a software package than it is the old hardware radios that you're used to. This is all the components of that communications equipment, software, and all of the other stuff that runs at a dispatch center. This is the hardware component of it. And a couple items later, I'll be coming to request the rest of it, which would be the actual furniture, which is what houses all that equipment, the console, mm-hmm. the furniture they actually sit at and do the control for the dispatch system.
And you had also confirmed with me last week that in relocating this stuff, that there would be no communication loss during that time, right?
Nope, the new communication center will be fully up and running and tested at Potawatomi before we shut the other one down. And we'll actually leave that one in its condition for a little while and, you know, until we'll make sure all the bugs are worked out and it's 100% operational before we go ahead and disable the old system.
Okay. Does any members of the committee have any questions? Any questions from members of the council? Councilman Ricks.
Good evening, Chief.
Good evening.
Have there been any issues with grants with the federal government? I understand that there have been in recent months some different issues. Not necessarily any municipalities I'm familiar with, but just matters of grant being canceled from the federal government or the like. That's not something that we've had to deal with here in Warwick.
Not that we've been made aware of. We haven't been notified that any of these grants would be canceled or frozen at any point. We have multiple federal and state level grants that we work at any time. This is a federal grant that's already been passed through to the state. So the state is the administrator of the funds at this point, which makes us feel much more comfortable. But we have our federal money reimbursement requests for the first 2 months have all been reimbursed. We have two more requests that just went in recently that have not yet been reimbursed. But we're assuming that's a slowdown from the lack of staff in the federal level right now. We're hoping that that's just a delay in staffing.
That's good to hear. No major red flags there. And not great that there's a little bit of a slowdown with the reimbursement, but as long as it looks like it's going to come through, that's what counts here. And with this one in particular, good to hear that it's already been passed through to the state, so it's state administered at that point with the rest of that process between the city and the state. So if something were to happen where before the purchase orders actually go through or the like, and we were to receive word from the federal government or the like about some sort of a freeze, et cetera, that's something where there would be notice or come back to the council if there was a desire to still move forward where reimbursement were less certain.
Yeah, all that language is outlined in their contract. Motorola is a relatively big company, so they have that legal language in the contract that we sign about how far out we can cancel and then what the reimbursements would be. We'd have to have more discussion on whether or not we go through with the process and use local funds to, one way or another, this project has to happen. The building they're in is uninhabitable. It's getting to that point for their needs as a critical dispatch center. They've outgrown that building. The building's not designed for the technology that's built into it. And the communications equipment that's in there now is aging. So it's gonna have to be replaced. This gave us the opportunity to kind of expedite that because using federal funds. So we'd have to have that conversation if that word does come down as to whether or not we progress we proceed with the project using different funding or if we put that project on hold.
Well, thank you. And thank you for the work, your work and the department's work in securing this grant.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, move on to item 3, 2025-387. Found on page 31, and it is turnkey operation for printing and mailing of water, sewer, and tax bills.
Good evening, Kyla Jones,
good
tax
evening.
Collector, City of Warwick. I'm here on behalf of the Tax Collector's Office and the Water Department requesting to award the bid for turnkey operation for printing, mailing, water, sewer, tax billing to D3 Inc. for a 2-year term from May 2nd of 25 to May 1st of 27. D3 happened to be our only bidder this year, but they have worked with the City of Warwick for the last 15 non-consecutive years and are familiar with our needs. The total bid request is $230,000, which breaks down into multiple accounts. First, the printing for the tax side of the billing would come out of account 22202 for $25,000. The utility billing would come from 84202, a request for $45,000 for printing, and the remaining $160,000 would be for postage at its current rate for the 2 years.
Thank you for that, Kyla. And I also want to thank you and tell you that I appreciate you breaking those components down for us. I've been here, as you know, going on 13 years, and I don't always able to identify what a 78205 is, as an example. So that certainly helps us in doing our jobs, and you did a great job on breaking that down, so thank you for that. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Thank you, Kyla. Hearing none, we'll move on to item 4, 2025-435, found on page 39. Go ahead, Christy.
Sorry. Public Works, Christy Moretti. We are requesting to award the bid to Dynamic Sports Construction under the TIPS co-op contract, government contract, in the amount of $168,428 to resurface the tennis courts at Warwick Vets Middle School.
And Christy, this was part of the $250,000 that the city council had appropriated, and I think it was Parks and Recs for this item, right?
It was $500,000. We already did the project for the track. This is the second piece, but yes, it is part of that.
Right. And looking at some of the notes here, and they really go out of their way to identify things like, first of all, they talk about what they're doing, which is crack repairs, cleaning, filtering, et cetera, et cetera. And I know from driveways, I understand it's a bit different, but I also can see the results of some of that crack filling in terms of not lasting. They make special note that crack repairs are not warranted, likely future recurring cracking, crack repairs are a temporary solution, crack repairs may reappear. What type of success rate have we had in the past in doing this, or have we had any experience with doing this?
The only other facility that we've done like this is the Sleepy Hollow tennis courts that have had, you know, repairs done. I'm not sure. I personally haven't seen them, so I don't know how successful, but that was just done within the last year as well. So, but this obviously came from the school department to us because the funds are in our operating budget. And this is the vendor that they chose from this co-op contract. This is the same vendor that did the track at the middle school as well.
The exclusions they have here include major structural repairs, new asphalt, concrete work, or drainage modifications. Has there been any type of analysis of this to kind of rule out whether these things will be necessary or not?
I don't believe so, but there was also the same language in the documents for the track. We were a little concerned about the substructure underneath, which is something that we could have, as Public Works, we could have stepped in and taken care of that portion, which we would still be able to do for this, I believe.
When this is all done, we'll have a completely new surface. The very top part will be new, right, on these six quarts?
Well, they're filling the cracks. They're doing a binder repair and they're resurfacing. So yes, the surface will look like a brand new tennis court. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're not fully reconstructing them.
Sure. Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Thank you, Christy. Hearing none, we'll move on to item 5, 2025-023. That is found on page 44.
Assistant Chief Umenauer from the Fire Department. Fire Department's requesting a 612 alteration to contract for bid 2025-023, public safety equipment and two-way radio. Increase the spend authority by an additional $104,905.20 and to add cyber communications of Warwick, Rhode Island. This is the second part to that grant that I talked about when I was up earlier. Motorola is supplying the radio hardware and software. These are the actual consoles that the dispatchers sit at. So there's three console stations that will house the dispatchers and the end screens for the dispatch communications equipment. It's highly specialized furniture that that they use for that 24/7 operation. This is another 75/25 match. Federal government is paying $77,143, and the local match would be the remainder of that, a little over $27,762, which again has been obligated through the fire department budget.
And Chief, again, when we met, I had asked you about going out for bid on this and why you had selected not to. Could you just go over that also?
Yeah, it's the specialty nature of this product. Both Cyber Communications and Motorola both work with this furniture company called Watson Furniture that's specifically designed around their equipment. If we go out to bid for it, it would wind up being Watson Furniture, and Watson Furniture only sells through Cyber Communications, which is the local vendor for CyberCom. So when it comes to Motorola and Motorola-related products, Motorola really doesn't give us much difference in price. Their price is their price. They have a set price for consumers and a set price for local government and public safety agencies. And then they kind of dictate who we buy them through at that price.
Okay, thank you for that. Any questions from members of the committee? Go ahead, Councilman Napa.
Good evening, Chief. Just one question. Yep. With the relocation, is there any decision that you've made or any plan in the future for what you're going to do with the old furniture that is in the old dispatch center? Or is that just scrap?
The current furniture is in the old dispatch center. We can probably get some scrap price for it. It's all sheet metal, constructed basically sheet metal, and it's just sheet metal cabinets for the most part. And I believe they're laminate countertops.
Okay, that's all. Thank you.
That was a great question, Councilman. It was, because it was one of the things that we had discussed.
Yeah, we are reusing some of the hardware. So some part of the project, for Motorola, anything that's relatively new in the dispatch center as far as the radio hardware goes side of it is actually being reused if it's not a critical part to standing up the new dispatch center. So we are going to repurpose a lot of that equipment.
He actually told me if they were going to reuse that, they'd have to bring it to the station in a wheelbarrow and stuff like that.
Yes.
Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the council? Do you have any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Thank you, Chief. Hearing none, we will move on to number 6, 2026-001, found on page 51.
Christy Moretti, Public Works. We are requesting to make a new bid award for the maintenance and repairs of the Thayer Wilburton Ice Plant, which speaks only to the compressor room for these two facilities, requesting to award in the amount of $75,000 July 1, 2025 to June 30, 2026.
Christy, this, the compressor equipment for these two ice rinks is come before us quite a bit in the past couple of years anyways. Did we recently replace one of those compressors or did we just do modifications to it?
So over the last couple of years, we've replaced 3 out of 4.
Out of how many years?
In the last couple of years, we've replaced 3 out of the 4 compressors.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what did we spend on maintenance on those compressors this past year?
To date, we have spent $70,223.12.
And was the cap $75,000 last year as well?
I believe it was $50,000, and then we had requested an increase. Last year, we spent $65,894.68.
Okay. There is a difference, a big difference actually, in the parts cost of 20% from environmental to 12% on North Star refrigeration. North Star is significantly higher on the labor amounts. So my question is, the amount of monies that you've spent on parts in the past year or two, is that of any concern with the difference in the markups on the pots?
So not to get too much into the weeds on this, North Star is, some of our calls for service don't involve parts at all. I don't have a number for the amount we spent on parts, but North Star was the company that was handling the maintenance and repairs prior to Public Works assuming responsibility for them again.
Thank you. Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, thank you, Christy.
Thank you.
We'll move on to item number 7. Nope, sorry, we are all done off 50. So with that said, does any members of the committee have any items that they would like to have pulled out? Councilman Napa? Councilman Muto?
Yeah.
I am going to ask for 2026. 005. I will refer to the council president on 2025-427. Mr. President, did you want to have anything on the solar speed signs? Okay. We'll take that one off. Item number 14, 2026-004, OEM motor parts. Item 16, HVAC filters. That's 2026-002. And item 2025-426, purchase alternator for engine 11. Any members of the council would like to have any items pulled out? Any members of the council? Any members of the public would like to have any items below 50,000 pulled aside? Any members of the public would like to have any items pulled aside? Hearing none, we will go to item 2026. It's number 8005, found on page 63.
I apologize. I know it's in here.
Okay.
Okay. Christy Moretti, Public Works.
Thank you, Christy. I just want to clarify. It here says, it says the Water Division has reviewed the bid. So it's safe to assume that there was only one bid. There wasn't multiple bids.
Correct. There was only one bid submitted.
Okay. And item 84205, actually, I kind of spoke to Kyla on this earlier. 84205, the 15,000, that's for the postage with this, right?
Yes.
Okay. If we could just kind of spell that out going forward, because that was a question that I was looking at. It says a portion of this award is for expected postage. Okay, that answers that. On item number 14, OEM parts for Mercury Marine Motors found on page 107. Good afternoon, Chief. Still afternoon. Identify yourself for the records, please.
Good evening, Major Andy Major. Sullivan for the Police Department.
Major, what did we spend on this item last year?
Well, the current bid that we're in that expires in June, we've spent $4,522.22 out of a bid cap of $10,000.
Okay. And that answers my next question. I'm still not clear on the winterizing and the oil changes and changing the zincs on these engines. These are two outboard engines, or might be more, but they're outboard engines we're talking about, right?
Yes.
To be honest with you, I know I asked you this question earlier. I can't remember what the answer was. With regards to the winterizing, the oil changes, and the zincs, if that was something that is done by our own staff or DPW, and if not, why not?
Again, we do it. We use the current bidder, CL Marine, to do maintenance and any repairs. They're qualified to work on Mercury Marine engines, as our people are not necessarily qualified to do so. Similar to our motorcycles, they're not authorized Harley Davidson mechanics. So that's why we use Ocean State Harley Davidson currently for work on motorcycles similarly.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Thank you for that, Chief.
Thank
Major.
You.
Major. I don't know why I keep calling. Sorry, Major. item number 16. They heard you. Item number 16, HVAC filters, found on page 116.
Christy Moretti, Public Works.
And Christy heard you too, because she's laughing. Christy, particularly recently, we've been seeing some bids come through with some outrageously high shipping charges. I actually had a couple of conversations with the deputy fire chief about that. Do these prices on these filters, does that include shipping?
Yes, unless we specifically ask for a shipping fee, or if a potential vendor writes it in as a fee on their bid, then they can't charge us anything extra. So if I order these filters and they come back with, you know, $100 for the filters and then $50 to ship them, I call the vendor and say, you can't do that.
You won't do that. Yeah. All right, thank you. I wanted to make that clear and on the record, particularly where the company that you're looking for, while their prices are obviously very competitive, they're out of Florida versus someone else here in Massachusetts. The item number 26, 20 by 20 X1 charcoal, is that something that you use often?
No.
Okay.
No, I think there's only one, maybe two systems that require that. The one that we use most often is the 20 by 20 by one, just a plain filter.
20 by 25 one?
Nope, 20 by 20 by one.
Right.
Is one that we use most frequently. But we use all of these on here in one capacity or another for whatever requires it.
Okay, well, I'm happy to hear that, because that's where there was just a huge difference between Filter King and some of these other companies. Okay, good. I don't think I have. Okay, that's all I have on that. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, thank you, Christy. Moving on to the last item, number 21, 2025-426, purchase alternator for engine 11.
It's still me, I'm still here. Christy Moretti, Public Works.
That's found on page 161, by the way, I'm sorry. Christy, this, the work, as you stated, it was performed in January 2025. And on the copy of the quote that we have, it says revised quote, engine number 11. What was the original quote?
So the original quote was in two pieces. And I said, I can't have this. I need one bill. So that's why it says revised.
Do they think the alternator comes in two pieces?
I'm not sure. Together? I'm not sure why they did it, but I said this isn't going to work. I need one quote.
And this quote of $2,910.95, does that include labor?
We just purchased the alternator. Our mechanics installed it.
Okay, so this is for parts only.
Yes.
And I'm sure you already know, but maybe there's some folks that don't know. I did do research on that particular pot, and that number is a pretty competitive number.
They're really expensive.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, thank you, Christy. Thank you for that. Okay, that takes care of the bid package. I'm looking for one of my other papers. I haven't gone anywhere yet, kids. In any event, I need a motion on the bid package, please.
Move favorable action.
Second. We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Hello? Hello? Okay. We'll move on to, here it is. We'll move on to abatements.
Good evening, Neil Dupuy, Director of Assessing. It's probably the smallest abatement I've had, except for the times that I haven't had any. But this month we have abatements in the amount of $412.34. This was just a business that moved out of Warwick into Cranston. So we're abating that portion of the bill.
Thank you, Director. I do have about a half a dozen questions on this item.
Have at it.
I don't have any questions. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Thank you.
Thank you,
Director. Hearing none. Need a motion on the abatements?
Move favorable action.
Second. We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And I believe that takes care of us. The committee is adjourned at 5. Sorry. Oops. Hold on. Okay, we have PCR 41-25, resolution ratifying the memorandum of agreement between the City of Warwick and Local 1651, Council 94, AFL-CIO, to clarify the calculation of employee contributions to other post-employment benefits trust. Who would like to speak on that?
Lynn Proger. The memorandum of agreement in front of you is to clarify some contract language with the municipal agreement. The police and fire groups contribute to OPEB pre-longevity. Municipal was written to include longevity. This would remove that. My estimate for 25 is that it will be a difference of about $4,000. In 26, about $14,000. And in fiscal year 27, it would be about $23,000. All of those amounts being immaterial to our OPEB trust.
Go ahead, Councilman Foley.
So my understanding is this is just to make them all align with the same language.
Correct.
Thank you.
Councilman Muto.
Now, the language in the CBA specifically defined what the salary requirement was, which did include longevity.
Correct.
And so they're aware that is the same language, the language that they agreed to.
Correction. In the contract, it states it both ways.
Yes.
So this clarifies it is only base, not base, and longevity.
Okay. So I'm going to follow up on Mr. Foley's question. Because the OPEC needs to be funded, mm-hmm. Why aren't we adjusting the language to the other two agreements? That was rhetorical, Bill.
Bill Vicente, Chief Staff. We fought long and hard getting OPEB, and I don't know if we want to reopen two other contracts to do that. It was specific, and honestly, in one of the tentative agreements that we had, it was on base salary only for this. Somehow it got changed in the revisions, and it was just missed in that one section. It was just an error that we're just trying to correct.
Yep. My comment was more of a shot across the bow for next time, because when we look at total compensation, base doesn't cover it.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
Just.
Thank you, Councilman. I'd also add on that, as you know, I voted no on that OPEB issue then. I still don't agree with it. But I think it would absolutely be completely unfair to go after the municipal workers and include longevity in their contract, and certainly not anyone else. So only for that reason will I be voting in support of making this correction, as opposed to the municipal workers taking it on the chin. Do not misinterpret my vote in support of this for supporting that OPEB plan, because I don't. Any other questions from members of the council? I'm sorry, committee? Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll just briefly comment that in the previous discussions about OPEB, it was my understanding that the percentage really was the calculated in a manner similar to the calculations of the pensions, so that the percentage of pay would effectively reflect those types of terms. 2%, for instance, says 2%. But I won't repeat everything that Councilman Lattiser already said very eloquently. I completely agree with him, and I would be supporting this this resolution for the same reasons as Councilman Lattiser, with those reservations. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Ricks. And by the way, just to add to my comments, I think it's ridiculous that longevity earnings are not calculated on this 2%. This was presented and sold as a 2% item, when in fact this isn't a 2% item. Longevity is very much a part of everyone's compensation. And I just think it's that makes no sense to me at all that longevity is excluded. You know, why don't we exclude vacation pay and everything else? Compensation is compensation, but anyhow, that's where I stand with that. Any other questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion on PCR 41-25, please.
Move favorable action.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. Any other questions? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Now, we will make that motion to adjourn.
So move.
And the time is 5:52. We have a first. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Finance Committee is adjourned at 5:52.
Next up is the Ordinance Committee, and it is eligible to begin at this time.